Helen Klein Ross is a multi-talented writer. Her poetry, essays, and fiction have appeared in The New Yorker and The New York Times and numerous literary journals and anthologies. Her first novel was Making It, a novel of Madison Avenue. Her newest is What Was Mine, and has already been chosen by People magazine as a best new book of 2016. What Was Mine tells the story of Lucy Wakefield, a seemingly ordinary woman who does something extraordinary in a desperate moment. She takes a baby girl from a shopping cart and raises her as her own. It's a secret that she manages to keep for over two decades. When Lucy's now-grown daughter, Mia, discovers the devastating truth of her origins, she is overwhelmed by confusion and anger and determines not to speak again to the mother who raised her. What follows is a ripple effect that alters the lives of many, and certainly also challenges our understanding of the very meaning of motherhood. What does that mean? Helen Ross Klein is the author of What Was Mine. She will, not only are we celebrating the new novel, but she will be on the Saturday Fiction Panel at the Woodstock Writers Festival this Saturday in Woodstock, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Helen Klein Ross to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joe. It's so exciting to be here.
It's really nice to have you on the program. So how do you come up with an idea like this?
Well, it's funny you should ask. Many people think that I wrote it about a real live kidnapping because there's been many kind of similar situations happening, especially lately. But it did not come out. People would send me links. Oh, I know the story you're writing about. It's a mother who raised a kid that she stole. But truly, it came out of my own neurosis about having my own kids taken when I was raising them in New York City.
So this is what I wanted to talk to you about, because that is a very common fear, isn't it? That idea of something that is so dear, a child, that is being taken away in such a way.
I thought it was my own craziness. I was always kidnapping my kids in my mind when they were little, trying to hold off, trying to prevent a kidnapper doing so. But when I began to write the novel, I talked to parents, and every parent had a moment when they thought they lost their kids and they were crazy. So mothers would say, in that moment, in the few minutes he was gone in that store, I just couldn't picture life without him. And fathers would say, in that moment, in that store when I lost him, I just couldn't picture telling my wife.
Right. And how it happened. But one of the things that that's so fascinating is there is that guttural feeling of what that feels like, but then also what propels somebody to do that, of why you would want to take a child.
Well, I think many women want children who don't steal children.
Right.
This novel began as a story in 2005, and in the story, she gives the baby back at the end. And I sent it out to Atlantic Monthly, and Michael Curtis was the editor there, and he wrote back a kind note, not kind in that he accepted the story, but kind in that he had a comment for it, which was, this isn't a story, this is a gravely compressed novel. So I began to think, how can I make this story turn into a novel? I guess that would mean she'd have to keep the baby, but how would she get away with that? How would she do a birth certificate? How would she live with herself? Because what's important to me is this protagonist is not a sociopath. She's a normal woman, or as normal as any of us can be, who makes a split-second decision, and that split-second decision changes the lives of many people.
I guess that is what is so important, too, is that, we think of crime to be something that is premeditated and thought out. But this is not. This is an impulse.
And that's the point she makes early on in the novel. It was not premeditated.
Yeah.
And that is part of the fantasy she builds in being able to live with herself. She never, throughout the novel, she never calls herself a kidnapper or an abductor. After she commits the crime, after she takes the child, she even tries to return the child and realizes she can't do so, not only because she can't emotionally part with the child, but She begins to think, the child is happy with me. We're having a nice life. And it would be kind of cruel to yank that away from the child, yank her away from the only home she's ever known.
The book is told from various perspectives. And the did the decision to do that come very early, that you were going to have these multiple voices?
No, it came very late. It came after I realized that no one person would know the whole story, and I wanted the reader to know the whole story. So I just began writing in various voices. Most of the novel is told from the birth mother, the mother who raises the child, and the child herself. But you also hear from the birth father, the detective who was never able to solve the case, even the store security guard who let Lucy leave with the baby and, in fact, encouraged her to do so, not realizing what was really going on.
I'm being careful because I don't want to give anything away. but that idea...
Thank you, Joe. Yeah,
well, I'm trying. But we know very early in the story how things are going to turn out for Lucy. Did you want that to be the case?
Yes. I did not... So I hope what I've written is a book that is no mystery, all suspense.
Yes.
I wanted to have a lot of suspense, but I didn't want the trick of the book to be the reader trying to figure out what actually happened. I was much more interested in the characters and how something so awful would affect them.
And is that decision, I mean, you just said it, but is that decision because you want us to think more about the situation and what's happening than of the puzzle that it could be?
Yeah, I wanted it to be a book about motherhood, actually. I wanted it to energize discussions about what it means to be a mother. There's so many ways to do that these days. One not recommended is stealing a child, but it also brought up what is it like to be a mother and also employed. One of my most gratifying reader responses was from a guy, a lawyer, who said the book really opened his eyes to how many decisions a mother has to make in the workplace, decisions that he never had to consider.
Mm. Lucy is, you mentioned this, but she considers herself to be a good person, a normal person, except, you know, everything was fine except for me stealing the baby.
Except this tiny little moment.
This one
except
little
this
moment.
One little, aside from that, Mrs. Lincoln, how did you like the play?
Right. But that comes out in the novel as somewhat normal because it's a character, and it is sometimes even in reading you forget, oh right, but she's not. There's something here that made her do this, and that is a good example of the fatal flaw of that person, right?
Well, I also wanted to write about my own belief that each of us are capable of almost anything given the right circumstances, so that I gave Lucy the circumstances of desperately wanting a child, coming upon a child sitting alone in a shopping cart and without really meaning to walking that child out of the store.
There is Marilyn, who is the mother whose child is taken, and we see a big difference in how she changes in the novel from before to after. And that's a huge, I mean, that's a real, it's fascinating to read because we see how this affects a person. To me, that would have been the most challenging part to write. I don't know if that was true for you.
It was very challenging. When I thought about how to make it into a novel, I had to build a story world. So each of these characters had to make sense. If you have your child kidnapped, how do you deal with that? How do you go on? I consulted with a kidnapping expert, Clint Van Zandt, who told me that in most of these cases, the parents split. So I began to think about that.
Yes.
I thought the father would probably deal with it in a different way than the mother. And so I also talked to people who didn't have their children taken, but who, you know, who had confronted challenges in their lives. And I talked to them about how they resolved it within themselves. How do you go on? And I think Marilyn seeks healing in many different ways that she would never have discovered had she stayed in New Jersey, being a working mom at AT&T.
So you spoke of resolution. One of the ways for that resolution is forgiveness, and forgiveness of the person who took her child. This is very much a novel about forgiveness and about that idea, and who is willing to forgive and who isn't, which is fascinating.
And forgiveness isn't a universal salve. Marilyn, in the end, well, I don't want to give things away either, but yeah. Forgiveness is a more appealing idea to some people than others. One person who you would assume would forgive Lucy because of a blood relation finds herself really not able to. And I didn't want to make this a morality tale. I don't want to say that, you know, everyone should forgive everyone, because I don't believe that. But I also didn't want to make it a novel about good people and bad people. I think all of us have good and bad within us, and we all are free to make our decision about how to live a moral life.
And for Mia, who is the child who is taken and then grows up and then has to figure out what a mother is.
I think Mia knows what a mother is.
Yeah.
I think kids are so smart. You know, people have told me, and I think I agree with them, that the smartest person in this novel is Mia, the 22-year-old.
Yes.
I don't want to give away the end, but she comes to a place in which she is very accepting of the people
of understanding.
In her understanding. Yes. And I think that's a gift given to her generation, too. People in their 20s were raised to be much more understanding and forgiving of things, at least in my experience, than generations like me raised in the 50s and 60s, which kind of were taught to see things in black and white.
Is a novel like this, is it wrenching to write?
No, it was really exciting and fun to write. It didn't write itself, certainly, but it was really great to get into the heads of the various characters. I spent many years in advertising, writing in the heads of various corporations, and that came
to
play.
Sounds like a pain.
This was much more fun. but that experience allowed me to see multiple points of view in a way that I thought was very helpful.
The new novel is out in paperback, and it's just terrific. It's What Was Mine. Helen Klein Ross is the author. It's published by Gallery Books, and Helen will be on the Saturday Fiction Panel at the Woodstock Writers Festival, which you can find out more about by going to woodstockwriters.com, woodstockwriters.com. And again, the name of the novel, What Was Mine. Helen Klein Ross, a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Joe. I really appreciate it. And I'm so looking forward to the festival.
It'll
I hope you come.
It'll be a lot of fun. Woodstockwriters.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.